Blog Talk Radio.
To the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book and the Spirit of America Party radio show. Bartender, champagne. Tomorrow is the big game. It's the Giants against the Patriots. You remember when they started to bring over football kickers? They were picking guys that played soccer because they could kick the ball further, and they couldn't speak English like that. We don't have that problem now. And they would do an interview and say, "Oh, here's Andor from Mesopotamia." Andor, what do you do in America? Kick ball. Get check. Okay, so we're going to cover some exciting news today. I got to tell you, I don't like the way the media railroaded Newt Gingrich. I don't care about his faults and his shortcomings. I don't like the way Fox betrayed Newt Gingrich. And it was a combined effort of every show on that network. nobody showed Gingrich any mercy. If anybody had any compassion, it was Greta, who usually is the most fair and balanced on Fox. But O'Reilly gave him the zinger. Hannity, a little bit laid back, but Steve Doocy gave him the zingers. And they all led into the downfall of Newt Gingrich. But I got to tell you something. It may not work that way. And I got to tell you another thing. I don't think Romney can beat Obama. And we went from 1 month ago saying anybody could beat Obama to now we're saying, no, we're not sure. And Gingrich today called Romney Obama light. And I got to tell you, I don't trust anybody out of Massachusetts. I'm sorry. The New England states are, they're really not as pro-American as they used to be. And definitely not Massachusetts. Look at the crap Massachusetts sends. They had a big to-do about a Republican won Ted Kennedy's seat. How do you think a Republican in Massachusetts wins Ted Kennedy's seat? He's a Democrat with an R next to his name. And that's the thing you got to ask yourself. How many Democrats are in the Republican Party, and why are they all at the top? It's scary, my friends. You have no idea. You've got a brainwashed population that doesn't know anything. They're totally ignorant. They got trophies for ignorance. And they're going to elect the president. And they're going for the good-looking guy that's suave. El Suave is going to get reelected. And if he gets reelected, you better get your Che Guevara t-shirt out. And you better get ready to go to long speeches in town hall. And we sit in front of the big screen while Brother Obama tells us how great we have it. So let me read you a couple of excerpts of what I did this week. Christie and Coulter are wrong. New Jersey is one of the biggest good old boy governments in the Union. Christie is the newest good old boy. I think he is jealous of Newt because Newt is lighter on his feet. Christie talks the talk, but does he waddle the waddle? He sounds gutsy and tough and is far better than the Parkway men's room pervert who put his lover in charge of state defense. Christie is a royal repuppy and follows party orders. No different than the Democrats. When you go to Congress as a Democrat, you read the Riot Act the day you sit down to hear your first lecture. And the word is, if you go against us, we'll destroy you. You'll get nothing, and you'll get no support, and I'm sure it's the same with the repuppies. So, anything out of Massachusetts is bad for the nation. It would be like electing a Ted Kennedy and Hanoi John Kerry. The brainwashing media, led by Fox, is telling us only big money can elect a president. This is the saddest comment that I'm making today, that they're saying that Santorum can't win because he's going to run out of money. When did the Constitution say, if you don't have money, you can't be president? When did the Declaration of Independence say, if you don't have money, you can't be president? My friends, what are we doing? We're self-destructing. So that means you can only vote for Obama or Romney. I say F you. Forget about it. We are going to prove that the little people can make a president. And when the time comes, the people's champion will mop the floor with Obama bin Laden. And I'm so tired of hearing Obama got Osama. No, Obama didn't get Osama. He signed off on hitting Osama, but he didn't. He didn't lead the SEALs in. He didn't rope down the helicopter. He didn't kick in the front door. So please, don't tell me Obama got Osama. Unless you're going to tell me that Obama has to take responsibility for 22 dead SEALs from SEAL Team 6, which was covered up in the media. It was covered up in the media. So, Where are we here? Sharpen the battle axe, Newt. We have work to do. To those who say the Tea Party is nowhere to be found, I say we're just taking a nap. See you in Florida. So we went to Florida, and Newt got beat by 14 points. The saddest part about that is I would have liked to see those 14 points go to Santorum. And then you would have had three equal winners. I love Ann Coulter when she fights for pro-life, as she stands and defies cream pies. But when she attacks Newt, I question her taste in men, especially after learning she once dated Bill PLO Dancer Maher, the Antichrist. So judgment is not always perfect. Allow 3 minutes of opening silence to pray for our country, then listen for the whistle. To that vocal rehab candidate who raped at the Star Spangled Banner at the Ravens game, why not go on American Idol? The San Francisco 49ers should have won the game, but Tim Tebow prayed for a miracle. An angel stripped the ball on the return setting up a holy field goal. Repent, San Francisco, before it's too late. Tim Tebow. Did you ever see a guy that got hated? He started to pray and everybody hated him? I'm going to read you this. This is good. I saved this for you. This is a guy that we all know, but you don't know much about his lifestyle. In 1816, his family was forced out of their home. He had to work to support them. You could say his mortgage was underwater. In 1818, his mother died. In 1831, he failed in business. In 1832, he ran for the state legislature, and he lost. In 1832, he also lost his job, wanted to go to law school, but couldn't get in. 1833, he borrowed some money from a friend to begin a business, and by the end of the year, he was bankrupt. He spent the next 17 years of his life paying off his debt. In 1834, he ran for the state legislature again, and he won. 1835, he was engaged to be married, and his sweetheart died, and his heart was broken. In 1836, he had a total nervous breakdown and was in bed for 6 months. In 1838, he sought to become Speaker of the state legislature and was defeated. In 1840, he sought to become elector, and he was defeated. In 1843, he ran for Congress, and he lost. In 1846, he ran for Congress again. This time he won. He went to Washington and did a good job. In 1848, he ran for re-election to Congress, and he lost. In 1849, he sought the job of land officer in his home state. Rejected. In 1854, he ran for Senate of the United States, and he lost. In 1856, he sought the vice presidential nomination at his party's national convention. He got less than 100 votes. In 1858, he ran for the Senate, and he lost. In 1860, he was elected President of the United States. His name is Abe Lincoln, and he carried us through a civil war, and then a bullet to the head stopped his life. And he was killed by an actor. And never trust anybody from Hollywood. But what a life, huh? What a life. The only thing I got to tell you, that he deserves all the accolades he gets. God bless you, Abe Lincoln. And you should have your own birthday. Just like George Washington should have his own birthday. And when the revolution comes, I will see to it that you guys get your own birthday. Hang in there, we'll give you a tune. Dip, 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 dip. Jiggle, jiggle, splash, splash, tell me how long will this rain last? The rain keeps dropping, there ain't no stopping, tell me how long will this rain last? Jiggle, jiggle, slop, slop, just got to see my feet don't drop. She's there waiting and I'm hesitating, tell me just when the rain will stop. Run and dig my clothes here, boy, one button go, well, further back. In my book, The Spirit of America Party, I updated it. It goes back to when Bush started to come into office. And I updated it in time for to report on Obama. And in the epilogue, I've listed the 45 goals of the Communist Party that were read into the congressional record in 1962. And all 45 goals have been made. So I just thought I would let you know that. And one day we'll read them all. In the meantime, somebody sent me this. I'll share it with you. This is us. Senior citizens are constantly being criticized for every conceivable deficiency of the modern world, real or imaginary. We know we take responsibility for all we have done and do not blame others. However, upon reflection, we would like to point out that it was not the senior citizens who took the melody out of music, the pride out of appearance, the courtesy out of driving. Let me go back to the pride out of appearance. I get worried when I see talk show hosts all sitting around with no ties. I'm afraid they're practicing being Iranian in case the Iranians take over. And especially when they have the little beard stubble. I figure they're growing a Ahmadinejad a starter kit. The pride out of appearance, the courtesy out of driving, the romance out of love. Yes, they've killed romance, definitely. The commitment out of marriage, oh, gone, gone forever. The responsibility out of parenthood, pathetic, pathetic. The togetherness out of that family, the learning out of education, how sad. The service out of patriotism. Yeah, they all protest the war that they'll never go and fight. The golden rule from rulers, the nativity scene out of cities, the civility out of behavior, the refinement out of language, the dedication out of employment, the prudence out of spending, the ambition out of achievement, or God out of government and school. And we certainly are not the ones who eliminated patience and tolerance from personal relationships and interactions with others. And we do understand the meaning of patriotism and remember those who have fought and died for our country. Just look at the seniors with tears in their eyes and pride in their hearts as they stand at attention with their hand over their hearts. Yes, I'm a senior citizen. I'm the life of the party, even if it lasts until 8 p.m. I'm very good at opening childproof caps with a hammer. I awake many hours before my body allows me to get up. I'm smiling all the time because I can't hear anything you're saying. I'm sure everything I can find is in a safe, secure place somewhere. I'm wrinkled, saggy, lumpy, and that's just my left leg. I'm beginning to realize that aging is not for wimps, so I have said that all the time. Yes, I'm a senior citizen, and I think I'm having the time of my life. Now, if I could only remember who sent this to me, I wouldn't send it back to them, but I would send it to many more, too. There's a joke about an old man sitting on a bench and he's crying. And he's sitting in front of a big apartment building. And a guy comes over to him and goes, "What's the matter, pal? What are you crying for?" He says, "I'm heartbroken." I said, "Why are you heartbroken?" He says, "I'm in that building there with a beautiful woman, a young girl, having a time of my life." And so, "What are you crying for?" He says, "I can't remember the room number." Okay. Don't trust the media. That's our next topic. My kids call me a Fox freak. I'm the only one in my family who does not know. What Kim Kardashian is wearing to the Super Bowl. And speaking of that, the New York Post has a picture of Madonna the pig, and she's going to freak up the halftime. I'm really looking forward to that. You know, it's fantastic. They do it because they want to double the viewing audience. Speaking of the Super Bowl, the police car defecation and vote for Obama bowel movement plans to disrupt the Super Bowl. They say they will have the Teamsters trucks block all access. If they get between the fans and the seats, I hope Indianapolis has a lot of ambulances to accommodate, occupy the emergency room. Being a Fox fan, my heart is heavy. I thought it was the bastion of truth. I tolerated the fair and impartial facade. But as I said, I watched no one else. And when Gingrich started to portray a Secretariat 37 furlongs behind, I noticed little jabs in his sides about Newt coming out to shoot. I'm still upset that Fox would allow a George Soros to crush Glenn Beck. The story is that Glenn's advertisers were being besieged by communist front groups playing race cards and hobophobic cards to drop Glenn. I don't buy it. It's a good cover-up story. I am also amazed that Glenn did not fight back. I was grateful to Glenn, who predicted Occupy Wall Street and top-down, bottom-up forced communism. I still remember Anita Bryant wanting to shield her children from the pervert movement and the orange juice people bowing to communist pressure, dropping her. Her freedom of speech was muzzled, and she chose her family over income. Speaking of communist pressure on businesses and organizations, you just seen a real good example of it when the Planned Parenthood crowd went after the breast cancer group who had dropped Planned Parenthood for donations. Inside of 24 hours, they had them turning around. How's that? How's that? And that's the power of communism. Yep, nobody's going to interfere with kid killing. Anyway, hang in one second. I'm going to take a break. Every time the scandal makers try to destroy a decent person, the words of Tim Tebow's Lord and Savior come out. Let he who is without sin cast the first stone. They say as Jesus was talking to the Occupy Hell movement, he looked each man in the eye, he wrote their sins in the sand, and the stone sales plummeted. The saddest attempt to destroy Gingrich was presented by Juan Williams, who was dropped by PBS, who was looking for Al-Qaeda donations. I was for one. I called him more patriotic than the conservatives on Fox, because he always wore a flag pin. I called him my favorite liberal, but he broke his shovel when he played a used race card, setting up Newt with a no-way-out question, which was intended to label him as a racist and finish him off for Fox Soros. Instead, the plan destroyed Fox's image for good because a blind man could see it was a well-planned hit. Juan Williams did not write that script, in my most valued opinion. As Marlon Brando said in Apocalypse Now, he was only an errand boy sent by grocery clerks to present a bill. The crowd booed Juan, and Newt finished him off. Let us fast forward to CNN, another ambush laying in wait to shoot Newt. The opening volley intended to take Newt right out of the running was his second wife's allegation that Newt wanted an open marriage. In reality, it was an open door and let me out of here. No one in the media ever mentioned she was Newt's second wife, Anne Boleyn, who bumped Catherine of Aragon. It was the cheapest shot the rundown CNN Communist News Network could have taken. Well, the audience got real upset, and Newt put the nail in CNN's coffin, and all John King could do was an impression of paint swatches from pink to red. The end result was Newt took South Carolina. Rick Santorum took Iowa, which Fox tried to hide. They looked real stupid after trumpeting Mittens-Romney two big wins on the way to three in a row, No one looked worse than CNN after Fox called South Carolina for the Viking. CNN refused to admit Newt had won. They were waiting for good news, which never came. Their version of good news would be Nancy Pelosi marries Bashar al-Assad for the second time. This morning I noticed Fox is redirecting their assault from Gingrich to get Santorum to step down. No way, Jose. Santorum did good also. He went from a 7 or 8 to 17. He is now in the teens. The biggest myth that we as individual voters have to destroy or lose a country is only big money wins. Every time the elite media shouts Obama has a billion and Romney has millions and no one can win with loose change, we have to scuttle that lie. What they are telling us is that paid-for advertising makes a president. If that be true, then paid-for advertising must be free to level the playing field. The people own the airways, and the people say no charge. Then let's see who gets media attention. I, the great spirit of America, will not let big money from anywhere muzzle freedom. Stay tuned for a high-class freedom action. Obama, send out your resumes and be sure to include proof of citizenship. Allow the first three opening minutes for silent prayer to ask God to forgive Steven Tyler for his drug overdose opening song at the Ravens-Patriots game. Thank God Tim Tebow was not looking down from heaven. Giants are the underdogs by 3 points. What do you think? What do you think? Is it going to be a rout? The Patriots going to walk all over the Giants? We're all going to be frustrated. They can't connect. Let me give you another subject that's close to my heart. It's time to privatize public schools. They're going to do it to the post office. You can do it to public schools. Less government means more freedom. The public school system has become a national slide to ignorance. It is looking more like the old Soviet school system promoting state slavery. Let all governments, city, state, and local, divest themselves from communist rule and go back to private institutions of learning. Tax money can be distributed evenly among every school in the country. Party's over. People have been milking the cow of kindness. It's time to pay the bill. Okay. Newt stampedes the media. I just caught the Communist News Network with Jack McCrappery. The only thing he did not claim about Newt was he had photos of Newt picking his nose in the second grade. Like a man once said, all is fair in love and war. Fox is more sophisticated. They bring in Get Gingrich shills, lauding their titles. Today it was a top advertising executive saying Newt won't get the independent vote, so he won't get Joe Lieberman. What makes a guy who reboxes Cheerios an expert on the American voter? Before you tell me about sinful Newt's Tiffany's credit line, tell me about Jennifer Flowers' Bill Clinton gift registry. Everybody knows when politicians go to Washington, they get to start a second family. The buzzwords for actual marital infidelities is called being in session. Let's go back to all is fair in love and war. Obama, the corporate raider, is about to promise the food stamp crowd everything. Imagine you are today's demo camo, and when you announce you're a Democrat, someone asks you, how are the food stamps coming? Did you know in New York, and I'm sure everywhere in Peasantville, USA, that when school bus drivers get laid off over the summer, they collect unemployment? But teachers don't. All government programs are a waste of tax money. School bus drivers should get a salary adjustment and not be subsidized by the taxpayer, even though they're subsidized anyway when the city raises your taxes. And by the way, I checked with my accountant. If you live in New York, right now you're a 37% slave. If you make $80,000 a year, 37% go out in federal, city, and state taxes. They're taken away from your 80 grand. which leaves you about 63, I think. Did I do that right? No, no. Let me do the math. Hang in 1 second. I got to see this. 80 minus 37. Leaves you with 43 grand. How's that? How's that? And that doesn't count sales tax. The sales tax takes at least another 8% of that 43 grand. So that's another 3,200. So you're down to 40 grand. You're walking around with 40 grand. And you're a target for the government. They're watching you very carefully. So, let's go back. All is fair in love and war. Obama is going to announce he's going after the rich, minus GE. The open border drug lords and porno wood. He keeps those open because he needs the drugs to get up to Chicago. You don't want sober people voting. He wants the rich to pay more. How about we sell the country to the rich? What do we owe, $16 trillion? Let's ask for $632 trillion. $16 to pay the bills and the rest for us. Sell everything but the military in case we have to take the country back. And you know what? I was thinking today, if this guy really goes communist, you may see a government military takeover. I know that's far-fetched. And I know that communism is dead, like your teacher told you. It went out in World War II. That's a big lie. It's here bigger and better than ever today. There are more communists in the United States than there are in the Soviet Union. So, Obama's going to announce he's going after the rich minus GE. And what did you think about Steve Jobs? 700,000 Chinese employees. Making 31 cents a day. Wow. Imagine how many we could hire. So, let me see what else we got here. I digress. I apologize. What I don't like is being led by my TV nose. I resent it when Fox plays fair and impartial, then throws Beck under the steamroller, saying his advertisers dropped out after being bashed by the Soros demo camos. They never tried to get Beck new sponsors. Now they go all out with little barbs to create snobbery first class and bashing Newt. Speaking of Mittens Romney, everybody is telling him to put on his war face, stop using words like aw shucks and golly gee. Stop walking into the demo camo liar's den. Asking what's for supper. Have you seen the two biggest liars in the Democrat Party this week? If you want to see what's going on in your government, don't watch the media. Go to C-SPAN and watch the congressional hearings and see that act. Once you see that act, you'll want to go down to Washington with a flamethrower. And the two big stars of the ham light were Chuck Schumer and Henry Waxman. Henry Waxman went after everybody that's in the oil business, and Chuck Schumer went after Karl Rove. And you got to see these two guys. These two guys should be a vaudeville act. So, if you want blood on the stage, you need Newt the Viking. I guarantee you that the series of Gingrich-Obama debates will be canceled after the first one. But I didn't know they were going to be canceled by the Republicans. When they scoop up the remains of the teleprompter tiger with a blotter, this con artist who called for hope and change has destroyed hope, obviously. The only change that takes place is the channel when he appears to con the suckers. He could be oil independent tomorrow and gas would be $1.50 by the end of the week. I don't want to hear the media channelizers telling me that poor candidates can't qualify or compete against the illegal alien president from the red planet. That we only have the $1 billion candidate versus the guy who bought the Olympics and his sunken treasure. No way, Jose. I want the best man for the job. I want a guy who knows how Congress works and where all the favors are buried. I want a guy with a sense of American history. I want a guy who wants to make good American history. I want a guy who can set the record straight. Obama cannot unite this country. It's not in his best interest. He intends to enslave the entire South by taking their jobs and drilling rigs. He lends Brazil American Social Security money to drill oil for China. Farmers, fishermen, Christians, and Jews are his enemy, as is the flag and the SSB. If you don't know what the SSB is, don't ask me. Tell me one American thing this Lenin Lemon has done. The country is more divided today than in the Civil War. Back then, there were only two sides. Today, there are more splinter groups created by the party of death. That is why Democrats are fleeing to the independent label. They want to be rid of the hammer and sickle logo. Every day I hear people publicly say, I'll vote for a lamb chop before I vote for this messmaker. We all know that any Republican candidate can beat this lemon. But you know what? I don't believe that anymore. I think that the Republicans will beat the Republicans for Obama. New Jersey is one of the biggest good old boy governments in the Union. We read about that already. And, yes, we read about that already. Okay. So that's that blog revealed like a passage in the Bible. Good. Okay. Let me find a tune and we'll do a little chit-chat. Hi, you boys and girls, and welcome back to the Spirit of America Party book and the Spirit of America Party, a radio show. Don't you wish when you see these BS politicians, every time they told a lie, that their image would freeze on the screen and their Nelson Eddy tune would come on to let the audience know it's all BS. The tune like A Sweet Mystery of Life. We interrupt this program to bring you a special announcement. Chuck Schumer, Senator from New York, has just announced that Karl Rove is stealing money. Senator Schumer, what do you have to say? The President of the United States approaches the podium to announce to the American people that all is well and that he got bin Laden and he got Muammar Gaddafi. Mr. President, is it true that you won World War III? Three women have come forward and named Herman Cain as a fancy boy, fooling around. He was tried in the media, but never in a court of law. And now that he's been deposed, the ladies are about to leave with a final press release. Ladies, tell us what Herman did to you. Attorney General Eric Holder, the conqueror of Arizona, the head of the gun-running, don't ask, don't tell, assault on the Mexican people, resulting in the death of one American border guard and 41,000 Mexicans. Attorney General Holder, do you take any blame for this fiasco of gun running into Mexico? Is it true you had no idea what was going on at those little lower levels beneath your feet? Tell the court in your own words how you got those 2,000 guns into Mexico. Enough weapons to arm four regiments. Senator John Corzine, Governor John Corzine, is it true you voted to burn the flag and to kill kids? Is it true you're short $1.5 billion? Is it true you said, money all gone, all gone, money all gone? Is it true that the Democamo Party put you up as a presidential candidate? Money all gone, money all gone. What can you say in your own defense? Sergeant, these people are all under arrest. Read them their merengue rights.
Que se quejan tanto, para aquellos que solo critican, para aquellos que usan las armas, para aquellos que nos contaminan, para aquellos que hacen la guerra, para aquellos que viven pecando, para aquellos que nos maltratan, para aquellos que nos contagian.
Can you believe these politicians? Newt Gingrich, could you imagine being at the hacienda in Los Angeles and the grandkids holler up, Grandma, Newt Gingrich is here to see you. He's got candy and flowers. And Mitt Romney, some of my best friends are Mexicans. Yeah, but you want to know something? What's even worse is the ones that betray you, your own kind. You know what words always scared me in a conversation? When somebody looked at me and said, you and I are the same, we got to stick together. That's when I knew I was going to get screwed. Yeah, but all these political parties, they crack me up, man. You know, oh, is that a black baby? Let me kiss, get a picture of me kissing the black baby. Yeah, they're all phony. They're all phony. Both sides are phony. Obama doesn't mean what he says, and neither do these other guys. What you want to do is you got to get somebody with a conscience. And lately, we haven't had too many presidents that have had a conscience. And having said that, that little excerpt in Latin sound is Celia Cruz, a very beautiful chanteuse, and she sung for America. And she was a great lady. And she passed away a couple of years ago from brain cancer. But it's when you see how some people go out, you know, some people go out with a bang, some people go out with a whimper. Somebody I know and love tells me that when people were lousy in their youth, they're also lousy in their old age. They don't change. And I believe that. They complain to the very end. You know, it's very hot down here. Okay, Senator Kennedy. Yeah, Lazarus, give me water. They're trying to get rid of religion in this country. They're trying to destroy any vestiges of it. And God help us if that happens. And I often say, if you want more Americans pray than they realize they pray, you go to any motel on a Friday night. All you'll hear is, oh my God. Okay, let me switch to a tune and we'll talk some more. I feel bad that the National Football League, or the American Football League, I don't know who's what, would allow a pig like Madonna to commit sacrilege at halftime. You know, she only wears the cross to spit on the cross. We all know that, you know? And you know, the Democamos love that. The liberals and the atheists, they love that. Anything where you can desecrate something sacred, they love that. You know, that's one of the goals of the Communist Party. When I come back, I'm going to read you some of the goals of the Communist Party. And the last time that they had a halftime fiasco was Janet Jackson milking the cow. Yeah. Now fathers sit with their kids watching a football game, especially with young boys, and they're watching a football game, and they're gonna be scandalized by this crap. It'd be better if they just showed wheat growing. Hang in there. There are 45 goals of the Communist Party that were read into the congressional record back in 1962, and they're in this book. But I opened the page up to 312. And I got a picture of a giant white, great white shark bearing all his teeth. And I say, hey, Democamos, get your picture taken with the dolphins. And I go on to list all of the goals of the ACLU. And I took them off, you know, somebody's blog. So you might want to take issue with one or two of them, but pretty much they're pretty right on. And it says, here are some of the issues that the ACLU supports. Legalization of homosexual marriage. Legalization of child pornography. Legalization of prostitution. Legalization of live sex acts in public. Legalization of sex between adults and children. The ACLU defends the North American Man-Boy Love Association, whose motto is, sex before eight or it is too late. Removing under God from the Pledge of Allegiance, removing our motto, in God we trust, from our money, forcing the Boy Scouts to accept homosexual scout leaders. How would you like to send your son on a camping trip and the scoutmaster says, well, we've got ten people here, we've only got 9 sleeping bags. Abortion on demand without parental consent. You want to know something? That's grounds for vigilantism. Legalizing illicit drugs, physician-assisted suicide, partial birth abortion. This is one of the most hideous acts ever performed. I don't think Dr. Joseph Mengele was this cruel. Mandatory sex education, legalized polygamy, tax-supported profane art. Here is what the ACLU is against. Parental notification for minors having an abortion. You know, I saw a news clip once, and I think it was down in Texas, and I got a flashback to Jack Ruby shooting Lee Harvey Oswald. And what it was a father of a young boy who had been molested by a teacher. And they were bringing the teacher out after a court sentence, whether it was dismissed or a mild sentence, I don't remember. But I remember that clearly watching the teacher come out being protected by police, and they showed you a bank of phones on the pay phones on a wall. And one guy looked, he hung up the phone, and he walked up to the teacher and he blew his brains out. It was the father of the boy. And that's what happens. If you don't get justice in court, you'll get justice. And don't think there are guys not being murdered in jail today because somebody who didn't get justice paid a little extra to have them snuffed out. I'm sure it goes on quite a bit. So, live a good life and not suffer the consequences. So, where was I here? Here is what they're against. Parental notification for minors having abortion. School vouchers. Filters on public library computers. Student-led prayer in schools. Nativity scenes on public property. Sex offender registries. Broadcast decency laws. Choose life license plates. Tax exemption for churches. That's why the Catholic Church is laying low. They're afraid they're going to lose their tax-exempt status. So they're muzzled. They're muzzled like most Americans are muzzled. Posting of the Ten Commandments of public property. Prayers before high school football games. Parental consent laws. Abstinence before marriage. Sex education. Here are some issues that the ACLU supports. Oh, we did that one already. I must have listed it twice. Yes, I listed it twice. Okay. So having said that, let me see if I can find the goals of the Communist Party. How did George Bush do? He's been out of office now for how many years? What do you think? Did he do good or he did bad? I get a kick out of it. They always say, well, he spent $5 trillion. He's no better. He inherited a war when the Clinton Towers came down. That wasn't his war. He didn't say, let's go to war. He went into Iraq because he believed that Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. He didn't go in to avenge an attempt on his father. He thought that Saddam had something. Okay, so here we go. While America is, this is page 343 of my book, while America is distracted by Girls Gone Wild and permanent spring break, our nation is slipping into quicksand. We will never recover from this mudslide because the tools of freedom have been removed. A handful of patriots are all that is left to guard the hot gates. The 45 goals of communism have all been reached. See for yourself. From The Naked Communist by Cleon Skousen. 1. U.S. acceptance of coexistence as the only alternative to atomic war. 2. U.S. willingness to capitulate in preference to engaging in atomic war. 3. Develop the illusion that total disarmament by the United States would be a demonstration of moral strength. 4. Permit free trade all nations regardless of communist affiliation and regardless of whether or not items could be used for war. 5. Extension of long-term loans to Russia and Soviet satellites. Aren't we doing that? Hang in there. 6. Provide American aid to all nations regardless of communist domination. 7. Grant recognition of Red China, admission of Red China to the UN. 8. Set up East and West Germany as separate states in spite of Khrushchev's promise in 1955 to settle the German question by free elections under supervision of the UN. 9. Prolong the conferences to ban atomic tests because the United States has agreed to suspend tests as long as negotiations are in progress. 10. Allow all Soviet satellites individual representation in the UN. 11. Promote the UN as the only hope for mankind. If its charter is rewritten, demand that it be set up as a one-world government with its own independent armed forces larger than that of the United States. I just put that in there. Some communist leaders believe the world can be taken over as easily by the UN as by Moscow. Sometimes these two centers compete with each other, as they are now doing in the Congo. 12. Resist any attempt to outlaw the Communist Party. 13. Do away with all loyalty oaths. 14. Continue giving Russia access to the U.S. Patent Office. 15. Capture one or both of the political parties in the United States. 16. Use technical decisions of the courts to weaken basic American institutions by claiming their activities violate civil rights. 17. Get control of the schools. Use them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist propaganda. Soften the curriculum. Get control of teachers' associations. Put the party line in textbooks. 18. Gain control of all student newspapers. 19. Use student riots to foment public protests against programs or organizations which are under communist attack. 20. Infiltrate the press. Get control of book review assignments, editorial writing, policy making decisions. 21. Gain control of key positions in radio, CNN, NBC, PBS, ABC, CBS, TV, and motion pictures. I put in the letters. 22. Continue discrediting American culture by degrading all forms of artistic expression. An American communist cell was told to eliminate all good sculpture from parks and buildings. Substitute shapeless, awkward, and meaningless forms. 23. Control art critics and directors of art museums. Our plan is to promote ugliness, repulsive, meaningless art. 24. Eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship and a violation of free speech and free press. 25. Break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, and TV. Mission accomplished, right? 26. Present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy. 1962. Line 26. 27 is another one. Infiltrate the churches and replace revealed religion with social religion. Discredit the Bible and emphasize the need for intellectual maturity, which does not need a religious crutch. 28. Eliminate prayer or any phase of religious expression in the schools on the ground that it violates the principle of separation of church and state. That's why I say it's time to privatize the schools. 29. Discredit the American Constitution by calling it inadequate, old-fashioned, out of step with modern needs, a hindrance to cooperation between nations on a worldwide basis. 30. Discredit the American founding fathers. Present them as selfish aristocrats who had no concern for the common man. 31. Belittle all forms of American culture and discourage the teaching of American history on the ground that it is only a minor part of the big picture. Give more emphasis to Russian history since the communists took over. 32. Support any socialist movement to give centralized control over any part of the culture, education, social agencies, welfare agencies, mental health clinics, etc. 33. Eliminate all laws of procedure which interfere with the operation of the communist apparatus. 34. Eliminate the House Committee on Un-American Activities. 35. Discredit and eventually dismantle the FBI. 36, infiltrate and gain control of more unions. 37, infiltrate and gain control of big business. You mean like GM? 38, transfer some of the powers of arrest from the police to social agencies. Treat all behavioral problems as psychiatric disorders, which no one but psychiatrists can understand or treat. 39, dominate the psychiatric profession and use mental health laws as a means of gaining coercive control over those who oppose communist goals. 40, discredit the family as an institution, encourage promiscuity and easy divorce. 41, emphasize the need to raise children away from the negative influence of parents. Attribute prejudices, mental blocks, and retarding of children to suppressive influence of parents. 42, create the impression that violence and insurrection are legitimate aspects of the American tradition, that students and special interest groups should rise up and use united force to solve economic, political, or social problems. 43, overthrow all colonial governments before native populations are ready for self-government. 44, internationalize the Panama Canal. Thank you, Jimmy Carter. 45, repeal the Connolly Reservation so that the United States cannot prevent the World Court from seizing jurisdiction over domestic problems. Give the World Court a jurisdiction over nations and individuals alike. And it says, check off the ones you think they reach and weep for your country. They reach them all. So, welcome to the Spirit of America party. A bartender, a champagne. Did you know that Tom Hanks' father was the lead singer for the Diamonds, who in 1957 had the big hit, Little Darling? And they still do after today. Something that when you hear a certain tune, it brings back memories, good memories of a better time when you were younger, and that certain tunes just have a hold on you, and they will be with you for your whole life. It's really amazing. You know, Olivia Newton-John, her songs held on to a generation. Michael Jackson, his songs held on to a generation. the early 50s rock and roll music holds on to a generation. And I seen a clip of the Diamonds singing recently. They were all gray and or bald. And but you know what? When you look in the audience of a 50s audience, you know what you see? You see couples. You see couples that have been together for over 50 years. Together. No easy divorce. The saying was, you made your bed and you live in it. When I turned 18, my mother said to me, congratulations, son, you're 18. Go out and find a job and don't come back until you have one. There was no government ordinance that said I could live at home till I'm 26. Yeah, now it's 46. God help us. We're all in trouble. We were just looking at the income of one New Yorker. $80,000 a year, single, doesn't own, can't afford to buy a piece, you know, a house, can't afford to buy a condo, making $80,000 a year, taking home 40, the government takes 40. Unbelievable. So you're a 50% slave. You're working for the government half a year. That's not right. Taxes are too high. Taxes got to come down. The most the government should be getting is somewhere, all governments, city, state, and federal, and that includes sales tax. They should be getting no more than 20%. And we got to make sure that that's what happens, because this government has no intentions of cutting anything except your ability to earn more money. It's not fair that the three people in a family or two people in a family got to work at three jobs just to keep their head above water. It'll make you sick. And my father made $60 a week in the 50s. His rent was $37 a month. You know how much the rent is in the apartment he lived in today? $1,500. And it's in a bad neighborhood. But it's coming back. Private school was free. The school burned down that I went to, and the people pledged to rebuild it, and in order for them to pledge to rebuild it, the local church offered them free tuition. When I went to high school, it was $10 a month for high school. And then they raised it to $12 a month. But I never paid more than $12 a month. And now today, forget about it. Forget about it. It costs you $20,000 for daycare. We don't have our priorities in order. We gotta do a restructuring. We gotta do a restructuring. And all of this Mickey Mouse stuff about houses being underwater. Let me tell you, you put me in a room with all the bankers that have got all this dead weight on their hands, and I don't blame the bankers at all. I blame the government, because they shook down the bank to give loans. They threatened the bank if they didn't. They threaten the banks with racism. We'll charge you with racism. If you don't give this guy who can't pay you back a loan, we're going to call you a racist. And we'll be boycotting in front of your bank. And your bank's going to get a bad reputation. And not only that, we'll send auditors in from the government to get the goods on you. We'll get you. So what do you want to do? You want to cooperate, or you want to be a standalone fool? No, I think I'll cooperate. And you know what? Go ahead. Go ahead. Bring them in. We'll give them the loans. And you know what? One day we're going to shove them right back in your face. And you're going to have to take them to the American people. And the American people are going to have to eat your mistake. So don't blame the banks. And don't blame Big Oil. If it's American oil, that's good. There's nothing better than big American oil. You know what's not good? Big French oil, big British oil, big Russian oil. That's not good. Not good for America. Big Middle East oil. No. Big Alaskan oil. Big offshore drilling oil. Big Keystone Pipeline oil. That's what's good for America. And these jerks that are running around and telling you there's going to be an alternate fuel, what's it going to be? Ginger snaps. We're working on an alternate fuel. Yeah, and Hitler was working on the ultimate weapon. Give me a break, guys. Give me a break. You got 50 years of oil to go. Oh, no, there's something coming down the pike. Cucumber juice. We're going to run on cucumber juice. Come on, guys. Wake up. People that are, we don't want to go back to slavery. Right now, you're a 40% slave for the U.S. government. The government has got 40% of your action. The mafia wouldn't take that much.
Well, do you want roads? Do you want new construction? Do you want bridges?
Yeah, I want all of that. But I don't want to pay your price. Your price is too high. I want private industry pricing.
We'll put it out for bid. We'll give it to Harry and Joe, because they are party animals.
Yeah, give me a break. We're in trouble. We're all up the fat lady's burka. Oh, they're all getting nervous now because Iran is close to having the bomb. They weren't supposed to have the bomb for 10 years. And then they revised their estimates. And they said they won't have a bomb for 5 years. And then they revised their estimates. Holy Shiite! They're getting the bomb! Yeah, they're closing the Straits of Hormuz with the pita bread. Unbelievable, man. We are the dopiest nation in the world. We don't learn anything. Who's the guy that said that the lessons of history are repeated by fools? Yeah, unbelievable. We don't learn from prior lessons. We must have been out of class that day. We were taking Ebonics.
I've got a master's degree in Ebonics. I can say, get down, get down.
No, man, we're in big trouble. Big scandal. They got rubber rooms in the New York City school system. Teachers are making between $80,000 and $100,000 a year, and they're not allowed to teach. Hang in there. Excuse me, sir, why are you here? Oh, I'm a teacher. What class do you teach? Oh, I'm not allowed to teach classes. Why not? I like to tie little children up and abuse them. Well, why can't you, why are you still getting a paycheck? I only get $100,000 a year. It's, you know, it's chicken feed. Well, why can't you be fired? Because I have tenure. How about 10 years in jail? And the jails are filling up, so they're letting everybody out early. Every time you pick up the paper, California is releasing, well, we're releasing the murderers this week because we don't have enough room for them and there's not enough cookies to go around. Did you know in the California prison you can get a sex change operation paid for by the taxpayers? Wonderful! It's wonderful! How about all the weightlifting rooms in prison so they can get stronger and kill you quicker? When the Catholic Church had its pedophile priest homosexual scandal, everybody was down on the Catholic Church. Yes, that's all those Catholics. Every Catholic is a homosexual. But they never looked in the public school system. Not once did they peek over the fence. Because it wasn't about getting a pedophile homosexuals. It was about getting Catholic priests and the religion. I'm listening to a talk show one day, and there's two guys on there, two big liberal guys are running the talk show. And a girl calls in and she goes, hello. And she's probably about 17 years old. And, hello, I work for a pharmacy, a well-known chain. And they They fired me because I refused to service people with contraceptives. It's against my religion. And the two jerks said, "You know, honey, you knew that when you got the job. If you knew that you were going to have to give out contraceptives, you shouldn't have taken the job. And therefore, you deserve to be fired." And I said, "You know what, sweetie? Here's what you should have done. Anybody that comes to the counter and asks for a contraceptive, throw up on them and then go home sick." And she still have her job with the benefits. And one of the things that I note in the change in management-employee relations today, there's no loyalty. No loyalty from the management to the employee, and no loyalty from the employee to the management. It is not, there's no team out there. There's no team spirit. There's no, we're all together. We're all in this together. Doesn't work that way anymore. It's really sad, because I grew up being trained by World War II veterans who only knew how to work as a team. And they passed on their knowledge to me. After I went, it was, I'm not going to teach him anything. He's going to know what I know. I won't have one over on him. Yeah, thank you. We're going to grow as a nation. More divided than before the Civil War. There's nobody helping anybody. You can't even get two people to help each other in a marriage. That's really bad. And it all comes down to walking away from Jesus. I hate to say it, and I'm not a religious guy, but I can see it. You know the difference between me and them? I know the difference between right or wrong. When I sin, I know it's a sin. These people out here today, they don't know the meaning of sin. And that's why they're all paying $500 an hour talking to psychiatrists. When, if you turn Catholic, it costs you $5 and 5 Hail Marys. And not only that, your sins are forgiven. The shrink makes you come back for another session. And not only that, the shrink is crazier than you. You ought to look in his closet. I'm looking forward to the Giants game. Giants and whoever, oh, the Patriots. I'm looking forward to the game, but I'm not looking forward to halftime. Because they might as well bring the god Baal out and sacrifice babies to it. Because we are nothing but a decadent generation. We are absolutely off the wall. No wonder the Iranians want to cut our heads off. No wonder they hide their women in burqas. And now Obama's using his health care plan to break the conscience of America. Forcing the Catholic Church to accept abortions. I was downtown yesterday. And you know how crowded New York City is downtown. Packed, right? I'm in a one-way street. Three cars behind me is an ambulance with somebody that's probably dying. All right? Or in bad shape. And the ambulance is wailing its siren, but there's nowhere to go. No, until the traffic moves, he can't go anywhere. And not only that, that entire neighborhood that I was in was serviced by St. Vincent's Hospital, which went broke and closed. Generations grew up being born in St. Vincent's Hospital and dying in St. Vincent's Hospital. It serviced the local community, a big community. Now, instead of going to, say, 20th Street to where the hospital used to be, now you got to go a mile and a half more than if you had that hospital had been there. Now, what do you think, you know? What do you think? You know, you get a guy that's got a heart attack or has a stroke, and he's got to get to the hospital right away. Now he's got to go a mile and a half more. And wait till all the Catholic hospitals close because they refuse practice abortion under Buona Macuba. Unbelievable. I don't know when the revolution's coming, but I can't see how it cannot arrive here one day with a lot of ticked off people. I'll give you one more tune and we'll close out this segment.
No one likes us, I don't know why. We may not be perfect, but heaven knows we try. But all around, even our old friends put us down. Let's drop the big one and see what happens. We give them money, but are they grateful? No, they're spiteful and they're hateful. They don't respect us, so let's surprise them. We'll drop the big one and pulverize them. Asia's crowded, Europe's too old, Africa's far too hot, and Canada's too cold. South America stole our name. Let's drop the big one. There'll be no one left to blame us. We'll save Australia. Don't wanna hurt no kangaroo. We'll build an all-American amusement park there. They got surfing too. Boom goes London, boom Paris. More room for you and more room for me. In every city, the whole world round, we'll just be another American town. Oh, how peaceful it will be. We'll set everybody free. You wear a Japanese kimono, baby, to be a pair of shoes for me. They all hate us anyhow. So let's drop the big one now. Let's drop the big one now.
That's going to wrap up our show, folks. And thanks for listening. Until we meet again, when the stick in the sand is equal to its shadow. Adios.
Who do you know in heaven that made you the angel you are? Who did you see, I wonder, that made you just the cutest little angel by far? Where did you get those good looks, those eyes that glow like a star? It seems they made the sun shine only twice in your sweet smile and paradise. Tell me, won't you, darling, who do you know in heaven that made you the angel you are?
Sensaciones grandiosas. y en siete notas conjugar, cantando muchas cosas.
Y cuando la magia de algún son invade poco a poco el corazón, me envuelvo con su ritmo sabroso y el sentimiento, siento los cueros repicar y mi cuerpo no cesa de bailar, dejándome llevar por el compás. ¡Qué bien me siento!
He breasts up